More than 53,000 people in Massachusetts have now tested positive for the coronavirus. 2,700 have been killed by COVID-19. The number of tests administered is up, and the number of people in the hospital is holding steady. So, where are we in the pandemic, and where do we go from here? For some perspective this morning, we again turn to Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Dr. Hamer has joined us on many of these Monday mornings, and Doctor, we're thankful for it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me start this way. State health data show 3,800 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 right now. That number has held steady, as we said. So where are we in this crisis? Are we still in what Governor Baker has called the surge, in your opinion?
I think we're really more at a plateau, that things have flattened out. There's some noise in the data, so there's some variability from day to day. But my hope is that we've reached the peak and that we're going to gradually have a decline over the next week or two.
What does that mean, a gradual decline over a week or two? What's that mean in terms of numbers, do you think?
Well, I think we're going to continue to have, you know, fairly large numbers. I mean, thousands of cases. Well, not thousands, but I mean over 1,000 cases. But it's going to drop down, I think, because of the social distancing interventions that have been had or that have been implemented. That there's going to be a very gradual decline. It's not going to come down quickly, but instead it will be over many weeks, probably into late May, before we have only a few hundred cases per day.
Well, it took us 12 weeks to get here, nationally in terms of the coronavirus outbreak. Might it take us 12 weeks to climb down to where people feel comfortable?
Potentially, yes. I mean, I think that it's because of the so-called flattening the curve with all the social distancing measures that it's going to extend things out over a longer period of time. But that's good, because that means our hospitals were less burdened, and potentially the overall negative impact in terms of deaths in Massachusetts will be less.
This weekend, Governor Charlie Baker hinted he would likely extend the order closing non-essential businesses in the state past his earlier May 4th deadline, which is a week from today. Would reopening a week from today, or starting to reopen a week from today, be too soon?
I think it may be too soon, but on the other hand, if it's a gradual reopening with select businesses that take extra measures to make sure there's distancing and attention to hygiene, I think it may be feasible to begin to open, but very selectively in the beginning.
Expand on that. What else besides attention to hygiene needs to be in place for a gradual reopening to happen?
Well, it's sort of like we're seeing with supermarkets right now, limited number of people in the store, spacing of people waiting to enter the store, attention to sort of cleaning surfaces, frequent touch surfaces in the store, and then masks. I think masks will continue to need to be worn for quite a while.
I want to ask, before we go, a question from a listener. Given that we're about to turn the corner into May and Mother's Day is around the corner, here is this question. I would really like to see my mother for Mother's Day and want to figure out a safe way to do it. If we wear masks, stay 6 feet apart, and don't share food or bathrooms, would that work? Should we try to meet outside if the weather permits?
I think that could be done with those measures. I would also, be really cautious with hand hygiene and touching any surfaces and cleaning surfaces that have been touched in the household. If you can be outside, if the weather is permissible, that's much better, because the airflow is better there. And I think the concern is that an aerosol, if you happen to be infected and didn't know it, and you generate an aerosol, even through a mask, it may not block all the particles that could be infective. And 6 feet is just barely sufficient for that. I mean, those small particle aerosols can spread even further than 6 feet. So being in a well-aerated room or outside will decrease that risk.
Okay, Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
For more answers to your coronavirus questions and to submit questions of your own, go to our website, wbur.org.